This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. One of the things that people complain about in summertime at the beach or at the pool or in the locker room is back hair, other people's back hair, and too much of it. We often turn to sports brothers Randy and Jason Sklar for news of offbeat competitions, and this time they are covering the hairiest back in L.A. contest. And the days of hiding and deriding back hair perhaps are past. The Sklars spoke earlier with our day-to-day colleague, Madeline Brandt.
Randy and Jason Sklar, the hairiest back competition. Well, was it everything you'd hoped it would be?
Madeline, we showed up expecting to see an unbridled celebration of overgrown hair, an event celebrating the imperfections of the human body.
But we were left with a reluctant champion and a first prize that seemed to undermine the spirit of the competition.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. And let's go back to the beginning. Where was this competition held?
Well, naturally, Madeline, at the chimpanzee cages of the LA Zoo.
So men just lined up next to the monkeys and whipped off their shirts?
Come on, Madeline. This is a zoo. It's a place for families. No, actually, the winner of the competition had already battled other hirsute men in an online photo submission contest. So the event at the zoo was more of an afterthought, an award ceremony.
We'd like to present our certificate for $2,520 to Mark Lewis of Santa Monica.
So he stayed completely clothed the entire time.
And we're not going to lie, we were a little disappointed by that.
Nevertheless, we caught up with Mark amidst the chaos of the presentation ceremony and asked him about his preparation for the competition.
Was there anything you did in particular to procure the situation to increase hair growth, whatnot?
I was born, brother. I was born. That's it. It's not like an eating contest.
Wow, so that was really easy money. Did you touch a nerve there, though?
Yeah, he seemed a bit defensive to us, which was weird because we expected Mark to be a man proud of his body hair, maybe even in a tank top showing off his back mane. But all we got was a modest man who seemed to be almost ashamed of his accomplishment.
And what else did you learn about him?
That's a great question, Madeline. Very little. We learned that he's 33 years old, married, and sells insurance. And that if he did have a back hair theme song, this is what it would be.
Chariots of Fire.
Interesting, a running song. Or I would call it Harriets of Fire.
So he won $2,500 in cash?
No, it wasn't cash. It was a gift certificate. And this is where the hypocrisy took center stage in our minds. For having the hairiest back in Los Angeles, Mark won 5 treatments for laser hair removal to permanently remove the hair that won him the championship.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't, Madeline. And we spoke to Katie Laybourne, the clinic manager of the Advanced Laser Clinic of West Hills, and asked her about the prize.
Is it counterintuitive to hold a contest celebrating back hair and then, as a prize, give someone 5 laser treatments to remove it?
I don't think so. I think actually, you know, when you're doing the contest for the hairiest back in LA, you're letting men know that, you know what, there's lots of people out there with this problem, and it's not even a problem. I mean, it could be a problem for you specifically.
Sounds like she's dancing around her words a little bit there.
Like a skilled politician. But competition organizer Lindsay Rarick did not hold back.
Is there any back hair that is good back hair?
In my book, no, but I don't know. I've heard of some ladies that have back hair. That's pretty sick.
Sick to some, superhuman to others.
So the organizers of the event aren't of the opinion that back hair is to be celebrated.
No, and the sad thing is that in a few months, our champion, Mark, will have a back smoother than the top of Ben Kingsley's head. It's the runner-up who goes home in the eyes of this competition as a pariah, according to the organizer, Lindsay Rarick.
What would you give runner-up? Pat on the back hair?
No, not a pat on the back. Yeah. I'm not touching the back. I'm not touching their back.
What if you had a glove? How thick would the glove have to be in order for you to touch the back hair?
Like a gardener's glove.
Oven mitt?
Oven mitt might be good.
A Mylar oven mitt?
A thick padded one.
But you guys, I know, I'm sure, in the interest of fair competition, will always champion the runner-up.
Of course we will.
Any final thoughts, guys?
Yes, Madeline. Standing in front of the monkey house, we couldn't help but think that laser hair removal may simply be the next step in human evolution.
But when Mark Lewis lasers off his championship back hair, won't he be removing that which makes him an individual? Won't he be, in a sense, devolving?
We say yes, because, Madeline, you cannot move forward by wanting to change what's behind you.
Randy and Jason Sklar can be seen nightly with their shirts on ESPN Classics Cheap Seats. They're regular contributors to Day to Day. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.